Okay, you're on.
I had a thought. If the tekiah, it's a solid flow, so it could be seen as something that's linear, that just goes from point to point with no stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the shavarim and the teruah, so they're broken up. So I'm seeing in my mind steps, or a ladder perhaps. You're taking these steps going up, and then when you reach the top, then you hit the teruah again, and then you go back to the linear stage.
That's very nice. Shekiah. Yudis, what did you find?
It's Friday night.
But is it the same night?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay. So Rosh Hashanah, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, is not the first night of Pesach. But I do know that the first night of Pesach and the first night of Tisha B'Av, that does follow the same, right? Okay, so we'll have to... We'll have to just think it was a nice idea.
Yom Kippur is the same.
As?
As Pesach.
Yom Kippur night is the same day of the week as Pesach. Well, it's Friday night, Shabbos, like you're saying, right? Okay. So we could probably work it out. We can fudge it a little bit, right? Yeah. I just kind of want a little bit further. Okay. So that's a view of Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to go to Aseres Yemei Teshuva, which are, as we said, inclusive of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There are always 7 days, naturally, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Sforim HaKadoshim say that when we go through those 7 days of the week, that we're doing teshuvah for that day of the week for the entire previous year. So for example, this year Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday. So Thursday, Friday. So the next day, Shabbos, we're doing teshuvah for Shabbos for the entire previous year. Then Sunday, then Monday, then Tuesday, all the way to the end of the week, always 7 days. What we do on that day helps us do tshuva for the entire previous year. And what is even said in addition to that is that it's tshuva for that day of the week since the time of creation. So a very big opportunity in Aseres Yemei Teshuva to be misaken that day of the week, all the way through history. We're coming right off of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is Melech. Now there's a very fascinating halacha in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Resh Gimel, and it talks about a person during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva should, in our language, up their game. Doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch. But however nicely we behave over the course of the year, we're supposed to do even better during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. We've got to take things up a notch. And then, what's the example which is given in the halacha? In the Shulchan Aruch comes from the Tur based on the Yerushalmi. I'll read you the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Af mi she'eino nizhar mipashel kusim ba'aseres yemei teshuva tzorich li zoher. A person who is not makpid on Pas Yisroel, I'll explain that, during the rest of the year, during the Aseres Yemei of Teshuva, they should be makpid. So what does this mean? Pas Yisroel means bread, which is baked by a Jewish person. Pas Aku means bread that's baked by a non-Jewish person. Now, we know that we have a restriction of Bishul Akum, Pas Akum. We're not allowed to eat important foods that are cooked by Gentiles. At a minimum, a Jew must at least light the fire. If you have a non-Jewish person working in your house who's cooking, you have to make sure that you light the fire for what they cook, for many foods. Not all foods, but many foods. Anything which is important. Now, there's an exception to this, halacha. And the Chachamim say, even though we're not allowed to eat bread baked by a non-Jewish person, that means even though the ingredients are kosher, but when it comes to a professional baker, pas palter, the Chachamim say, we're allowed to have that. Why? Because they understood it may not always be possible to get bread baked by a Jewish person over the course of history. And what might be available is bread baked by a non-Jewish bakery which has kosher ingredients. So the Chachamim said, we're allowed to eat that. Pas Yisrael is preferable, but we're allowed to eat pas palter, kosher bread baked by a non-Jewish professional bakery. Now, that's during the rest of the year. The Shulchan Aruch says on the Seres Yimei Tshuva, everybody should be careful to eat pas Yisrael, bread baked by a Jew. Should be careful. There are exceptions to that. If you're traveling, you can't get pas Yisrael. Okay, you don't have to go without bread. But you should try it. In a community like ours, so it's not so hard. All right, so any bread from 7 Mile Market, now let's say from Seasons, right? Any bread that they have with a proper hashgachan under the Star K or anything else, that's pas Yisrael. If it comes from a Star K bakery. But you could have a bread with a hashgacha, say an OU for example, or another chufke, which are fine hechsherim, but they would be putting a hechsher on bread that's baked by a non-Jewish bakery with all the ingredients being kosher. And it's kosher. During the course of the year, you could eat it. During that Seres Yimei Tshuva, you really shouldn't. Better to get bread baked by a Jewish bakery and by Jewish people. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the question that many people have on this is, why is this the example? Out of all the things that we could be doing to do things a little better, why is this the one example that they give? There's so many areas where we could be a little more machmir. Why this? Just by the way, the Ramah says, so we shouldn't think it's only that, the yesh l'chol adam l'chapeis u'l'fashvesh b'ma'asav v'lashuv mehem ba'aseres yimei tshuva. Every person should look into all of their actions on the aseres yimei tshuva and do tshuva. So it's not just the bread. Right? It's the whole deal. It's the whole picture. Now, many thoughts on this, but I just want to share one with you. Bread is the staple of life. Bread is the primary source of human eating, mealtime for all of history. There are many other important foods. There's only one food that gets the bracha hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That's bread. It's considered to be the most highest level of food. So, during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, in our consumption of food, and not only that, but the highest level bracha of food, which is bread, hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we would like to make sure that the source of that is as pure as possible. So many halachas the Shulchan Aruch could have chosen here, but eating is one of the primary physical human functions. Bread is the highest order of food in terms of brachos. So eat pas Yisroel. Let the source of our nutrition during these 10 days, let it be Jewish. Let it be a Jewish source of nutrition. And so I'd like to take that concept and say, we should take a look at our behavior, a look at what we're doing, and we should ask ourselves this question, is it Jewish? Am I doing a Jewish thing right now? It's like the Ramah says, you know what, we have to look at everything we're doing, not just the bread, and try and improve ourselves. And the way I would like to frame that is with those terms. Is this emistic, authentic Jewish behavior right now? And I think that provides a certain guidance for trying to do tshuva. I got angry. I spoke Lashon Hara. Right? I took something that wasn't mine. So that's not Jewish behavior. That's Yetzer Hara behavior, right? Not Jewish behavior. We want to be authentically Jewish during this time of year. Now I want to share one more thought with you. And it's a thought that really occurred to me today as I was preparing for this year. And we're going to close on this thought and we'll get to some more of your questions. There is an idea on Hanukkah and on Purim that Hashem reveals himself even into the very lowest of places. So Hanukkah, it's the middle of winter, it's dark. We light our menorah in a fairly low place beneath Ten Tefachim because the light of the Shekhinah is seeping into the lowest places. It's going everywhere. Purim also, it's a physical celebration. There's a feast, there's eating, there's drinking. So the light of Purim goes even into those most physical places. Yom Kippur is not like that. Yom Kippur, of all the Yom Tovim, has the highest light. There's only one day which is holier than Yom Kippur. You know what day that is?
Shabbos.
Of all the Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur is the holiest one, and like the Mori Naim says, it's the neshama of the year. Normally, when a person operates, lifts themselves to a higher level spiritually, we become subject to a more precise being. We're a little careful when we start taking steps upward in Ruchnius, because how worthy are we, you know, to act in such holy ways? So the higher a person goes, the magnifying glass gets a little stronger. And Hashem judges the tzaddikim like the breadth of a hair, the Chachamim say. Any small variation that could be judged for. So here, I think, lies an insight into the greatness of the day of Yom Kippur. That we're rising to the level of Malachim. So much so that in the Kriya Shema we can say, Baruch Shem, Kavod Machusa, L'Olam Voed, out loud, like an angel does. We don't do that during the year. We're dressed in white. We don't eat. We don't drink. We're like Malachim. So normally, if we're going to go up to the level of Malachim, we have to be a little bit afraid of Hashem's scrutiny. Who says you can stand so high? Who allows you to consider yourself an angel? You think you're a Malach? Let's see. Right? Not on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Hashem allows us to experience the highest levels of being a human being, and we are found to be completely clear of Averoth, even under the magnifying glass. So as you go spiritually higher, the magnification is stronger. Normally we are frightened of that process, even though we have to embark on it. On Yom Kippur, we go up that spiritual ladder, and Hashem looks at the Jewish people, scrutinizes us like a sheep in front of its shepherd. He sees the depths of our hearts, and he said, everything is clean and white. Lifnei Hashem titoru. That's the pasuk for Yom Kippur. Even standing right there before God, we are found to be clear and pure. So that's the greatness of Yom Kippur, that we're standing in a very high place, and Lifnei Hashem titoru. At the same time, when we stand in that high place, we have to stand there with humility. And if we don't stand there with humility, then we're in trouble. To say, thank you, Hashem, for giving us this day of the year where we are like Malachim, where we are as holy as angels. We're humble to be in this place. We don't want to be proud or arrogant to be in that place. We want to be humble to be in that place. And we walk that very high mountaintop on Yom Kippur, and there in that high place, we have Kapora. And I think that's why our Averos drop away and we throw them off a cliff. They're not relevant to us anymore. We rose above them on Yom Kippur. Hanukkah and Purim is dealing with them where they are and bringing the light into those places. Yom Kippur, we're rising above our Averos, and when we go that high, they're not there anymore. If we throw them off a cliff, throw them to the Sitra Achra, where they belong. Where we walk up there on Yom Kippur, there's no Averos anymore. That is Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Bezras Hashem, we should all be zoche to great things. This Elo, Rosh Hashanah, Atheris, Mechuvah, and Yom Kippur. Were there a few more questions out in the group there? In the audience? Anybody have more questions? I think, please, yeah.
I just met an amazing woman, and I think it's a nice thing to need each individual to take it into consideration. She bought a page